Well, it's Thursday, and it's not a very nice day out here. Very gloomy, and I think it's going to rain in a little while, although it is quite warm. So I'm wearing kind of like a short sleeve t-shirt, and I'm carrying an umbrella during my walk, and it is a bit windy, so I do apologise for that, because there's a lot of wind noise. Well, there have been some interesting developments in my health activities. When I last went to the doctor, that was a little over a month ago, and that was kind of what started my efforts to exercise more and to watch what I eat, and I've been doing that to a certain extent, certainly the exercise. But one of the things that my doctor did was order some tests, some blood and urine tests, to check things like cholesterol and stuff like that. And I finally went and got these done yesterday. And got a call early this morning, actually. It was very, very quick. Got a call from my doctor's office to give me the results. And they're not that great, to be quite honest. My cholesterol is not too high. But what they call the good cholesterol, which is what partially what helps clear out the bad cholesterol, so they need it as high a reading as possible. Well, it's too low. I can't remember whether that's LDL or HDL, but what they call the good cholesterol, that's too low. And my triglycerides are quite a bit too high, and I've spent the morning kind of looking up about what that means and how I can change those things around. And essentially, I think the cause of the high triglycerides might be that I'm drinking a little bit too much alcohol. And I own up to that, definitely. I should be cutting back on that. So that's definitely one thing. And it also looks like the other thing I should be doing is cutting down a little bit more on red meats and eating more chicken and fish, and also having more fibre, which apparently binds to the cholesterol and helps flush it out. So that's what I've got to do. So I'm a little bit disappointed that what I've done so far, I'm still a little bit high on those things. Who knows what they were before, of course. You know, if I'd have actually had my blood tests taken, or these tests taken, over a month ago, that may have been even worse. So hopefully what I'm doing is helping, but I need to do some more. I need to increase the amount of fish and fibre and cut down even more on alcohol. So that's what I will be doing. And of course, keeping up with the exercise. I've actually taken an extra long walk today. I arrived even earlier and added an extra bit to my regular walk. I guess I was feeling guilty. So yes, I've done that. And this is health concerns part two, I guess.